This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
My question, I always admire the way that you can just, you know, deliver lessons that you've learned or that you've memorized. And my question is, do you have the practice of, because one of the things you say is, you'll forget lessons. You'll learn lessons and you forget them, and you'll continue to repeat them until you learn them. Do you have a practice of how you learn them, how you commit them to mentor your meditation?
I love that question, and it's really an important question for what I do. One, I only write down or capture lessons that resonate with me. I know some of you heard me say that before, but it's a great lesson. There's just too many lessons, too many things going on. And so the key component of whether I want to capture a lesson, does it resonate with me? And I always take out the variable of time. I don't just assume because you say something that resonates with me, or I watch a movie and it has a lesson that resonates with me, or a podcast, or someone on stage, that means in the next 5 minutes, it's going to be super important in my life. So I capture it, and whether I capture it on my phone or on a note that I take a picture of, or I type it into an email, eventually all the lessons that resonate with me in a day go into an email into my inbox, and I have a folder that says lessons in my Outlook inbox. Every day I drag those lessons into that folder. On Sundays, I allot a certain amount of time to go through every Sunday, no matter where I am or who I am with. Every Sunday I give a minimum of 10 minutes a day to go through that folder, starting, you know, in Outlook you can get the oldest messages first. It's amazing technology. And so I take the oldest lessons and I work my way down, and I go ahead and put a notation by the lesson of a story that I think best would illustrate the lesson. I don't write out the story, I don't memorize the story, I just say, be more interested than interesting, went to the hospital with my brother, because I remember that story, obviously, because I came up with it, and then I know it's referring to that lesson, and then I can tell that story a million different ways without having to memorize the story. All I have to do is relate back to the lesson. Then what I do is I start categorizing lessons with topics like amplification or leadership or mindset or heart set or hand set or time or whatever I want to teach. And if a lesson applies to more than one category, I email myself again and create another email and then have that email be in two different folders. So when someone tells me, hey, Dave, I want to talk about amplifying a message or how to get your message out there, I go into the marketing folder and subfolder about amplification of messages, and I have these lessons about the ones that I told you, community, buying for, selling from, et cetera, and stories that are revolving around it. And so for me, whether I'm speaking or interviews or teaching or just living my life, I'm constantly reviewing lessons and categorizing those lessons into things that are in a trajectory of where I want to be or better by the subject matters that I'm an expert at, my skills, my knowledge, and my desire. So leadership, marketing, mindset, heart set, hand set, whatever it may be. Time is a big one for me. So I have like all these killer lessons that I've learned about time and productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, and the stories that go around that, from lowering the bar to the first 5 minutes suck or whatever else it may be. And so it's the stories that lead me to remember the lessons. It also allows me to prepare. It also allows me to review. Because remember, I told you, when we're codifying lessons that resonate with us, it's, to me, an awareness that this is going to be important at some time, some lifetime. And so as I'm looking down the category of lessons and stories, something may once again resonate with me, raising my awareness again, and then it's creating more coincidences around that lesson, and I'm more prepared for when that coincidence occurs. And so this is, for me, the system of, you know, that ancient problem of life's about lessons. Lessons keep on coming until you learn them. Pain is an indicator that you have a lesson to learn. All of those come from capturing lessons that resonate with me. And it's, to me, essential in what I do.